This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. I want to welcome you, especially all of our listeners that stretch coast to coast, our frequent subscribers. It is free to subscribe to PT Talker at pttalker.com. Well, as we do each and every week, we try and bring you an expert, someone from the world of physical therapy who has some information, a tip, a trick, something that we hope will help you to be a better physical therapist. And joining us on the phone today is Joe Simon. Dr. Joe Simon, I should say, as he's a PT, DPT, owner of Manhattan Physical Therapy. I know Manhattan Physical Therapy is not in Kansas, is it?
No, not at all.
That's right. It's in New York City. And Joe, welcome to PT Talker today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Hey, well, thank you for being willing to come on the show today, because you're using a technique that at your clinic that I know you're a big believer in, but something that's fairly unique. You're using a system, a product, I'm not sure exactly how to describe it, but something called Red Cord, and you must believe that it has some value and benefit to your patients. Tell us a little bit about what Red Cord is.
Yeah, no, I got to tell you, I'm the same way as you when I first saw the guys that basically have brought it to the U.S., the system known as Red Cord. When I was at a seminar in Orlando, Florida, and I remember walking into one of the conference rooms, and they had this big thing set up, and I'm like, oh, God, what is this?
Yeah.
They're going to hurt somebody, you know, and I kind of just sat there, and, you know, and I distinctly remember this. They asked anybody in the room, does anybody have pain? And there was a woman who was pregnant. I'm going to say she was probably about 6, maybe 7 months pregnant, and she said, you know, I have back pain. They said, come on up. And I was like, well, I definitely have to see this now. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
So she went up. They put her in a position. They asked if she was comfortable. And they said, you know, obviously she's pregnant. We're making sure we're, you know, carrying out everything to make sure she's okay. And they kind of put her up in this get-up. Now, I'm going to try to describe the get-up to you. So basically it's an overhead suspension system with ropes coming down, ropes and suspension cords with small bands that will basically support the body, either in side lie, in prone, or supine position. They had her in a supine position. It was supporting her waist and her belly with suspension cords and this band, and they had one of her legs slightly up at a 45-degree angle. You know, they asked her to do push down with her leg to, you know, create an adduction movement, and she was holding, and it was a little difficult because it was something new, and, you know, we got a couple of giggles in the room, and they put her in a correct position again. They asked her to do it a couple more times. She did. And, you know, right after that, they asked her to stand up. And she stood up, and they asked, well, how do you feel? And she said, you know, the pain's gone. So, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, it's easy enough to plant somebody in the audience.
But, right, the instructor's sister-in-law or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's the first thing I thought of as well. But then they picked somebody else that I just met in another class that we were in, and I saw her go up, and she was complaining to me in the last course we were sitting in that her neck was bothering her. So they put her in another position, and same thing about three positions. They held it. They told her to contract, you know, a couple of different ways. Again, not extreme movements, very small movements. The body was always supported by the bands and the ropes, you know. And I'm just staring at it. I'm like, wow, this is great. And I've been practicing for about 12 years, so. You know, I'm a manually trained therapist. I've done the McKenzie. I've done the IPA courses, and I'm a big believer in all of that, you know, really getting in the hands-on. And this is something that was completely different for me, you know, and I was just like, wow, they literally are not touching anybody. They're putting them in, but they're making sure everyone gets in the correct position. So they are touching them, I should say. They're making sure everything's lined up, the correct muscle is firing.
So is that what's going on here, that it's alignment?
A lot of it is with alignment to make sure you are doing it correctly, and a lot of it deals with the body's muscle imbalances, which you see immediately. And even when I went through the training myself, I discovered that I have, you know, I thought I was a perfect specimen of, you know, strength and flexibility, but I am not, and I've picked out a few things, and it's the same thing. And I was amazed at how quickly they were able to identify the issue. Okay. You know, if you've been practicing long enough, you can probably pick out some things just by listening to somebody's history, but
okay.
It's really, you know, picked out a lot.
Yeah, okay, so let's start from the basics here. So let's go back to the pregnant female who was in... Now, did you say she was in a supine or a prone position?
She was in sideline.
Oh, she was in sideline, okay.
Yeah.
So she's in sideline position, and she had back pain.
Yes.
Okay. So they suspend her... How hard is it for patients to get in and out of this thing? Do you have to be fairly agile?
No, you're basically lying on the table. The there is like a harness that is already lying on the table, so you're just lying on top of it.
Yeah.
And then we hook up everything around you. And so the process of hooking it up, and this is the same question I had when I was at training, and I said, how long does this take? They said, well, the more you do it, the faster you do become. But I remember the first couple of times, I remember my patient sitting there for about a good, you know, 3 to 5 minutes while, you know, you're hooking everything up, and they're just looking, but you're explaining to them, well, this is what I'm doing. So the time really doesn't affect the patient too much.
Okay, so you get her hooked up, and then you're going to lift her off of the table with this red cord device.
Yeah, and when I say you're lifting her off the table, if it's a high-low table, you're not really lifting her. Mm. If it's secure, you can just lower the table.
Lower the table, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, or you can definitely just pull on, it's like a pulley system, and you're pulling down on the ropes, and it will lift her up.
Okay, and so then what really is going on here then? So I've got like, and you got to paint a picture for my listeners who are listening to this. How many cords are we talking about from my shoulder to my ankles?
It depends on what we're treating. So if we're talking about the pregnant female that was in sideline position.
Sideline, yeah.
There was one set of cords right over her waist.
Okay.
So her belly and her waist are supported. So that's one set of cords on both sides. And then there was one down by her feet, and that was it. And that supported her one leg. You know, and that was, again, another set that was down there. So altogether, if you're looking at it, it's just two sets of cords that were used for her in that position.
Okay. And so then she is somewhat controlling her upper body by herself?
Her upper body was lying flat on the table.
Oh, on the table. Okay.
On the table. So she's still in side lie. The only body part, if you can imagine, she's lying, imagine a patient in side lie. The suspension or the kind of the ropes that were giving her help or support for her waist were basically giving her enough support just to suspend that waist and the side. And that her legs were the only one that were lifted off the table.
I got you. That makes sense. Okay. So what are you as the clinician then trying to achieve with this system?
So basically what you're looking for is to see strength is one thing, but the main thing is when we have the waist, so what they were looking for that day is, okay, she's having some pain. The pain is sciatic pain coming down the left side and probably down to her hamstring or even down to her knee. So they were supporting that, but they also realized that, you know, everything's firing. So let's shut off all those muscles by supporting the waist where everything's starting, the pelvis region, the hips. Let's support that as much as possible. So they gave enough support to that region, but it's almost like somebody's lifting you, somebody's carrying that position. So the muscles are no longer contracting. So it's almost like she was kind of resting. It was hanging out right there. And without the muscles contracting, without gravity being put on the joint, the pain kind of diminished a little bit. And they were able then to just tell her, okay, we need you to do this movement. And that movement for her at the time, if I remember correctly, was adduction, where she was pushing down her left leg and lifting up her right. So she was, again, she was contracting her pelvis, contracting everything, but it was pain-free.
Yeah.
And it's tough to picture it, and I know it's not easy unless you actually see it.
Right, right,
You know.
But so similar to what you might do on the table without red cord, I mean, you obviously have patients like that do some exercises on the table in the past.
Yeah. So in the past, we've done that. The difference here would be that we've never been able to support their body.
Yeah.
Unless there's another therapist helping, right?
If
I had the assistant or an assistant or an aide helping me out and saying, hey, look, I need you to hold her here, make sure she's supported completely.
Right.
And I'm going to work down by her legs. That's kind of the concept behind the whole thing. It's basically giving her an extra pair of hands.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now it's coming together for us. So how has this changed your practice? I mean, are you seeing results? And I might just mention, we heard about you. There's been some publicity you've received in your area for achieving some significant success with this product. So that's how PT Talker, how we came about you. But what's it done for your practice?
This year alone, we've only installed it in the clinic in, I think, end of January, if I'm correct. Beginning of February. So I've been training in it in probably the last 6 months or so, or mm-hmm. a little more than 6 months, mm-hmm. doing all the training that's taken up with it. But once we've gotten in the clinic, the results from patients, our rate, which used to be probably by the fourth visit, is when somebody would come to us and say, hey, they're feeling better, they're mm-hmm. feeling good, they're like, you know, our hands-on treatment's really working, this is really good. Now, after the first visit, patients are looking at us and saying, wow, what'd you do? I feel great. You know, and we're looking at them like, this is, you know, even the therapists that I have working for me are kind of amazed because they're trained in it as well now.
Yeah.
So, like, the results are amazing. It doesn't last, of course, because remember, the muscles, it's just like building up any other muscle in your body.
Yeah.
You have to train to get it strong. So it is a great method to prove to the patient that, look, this is exactly what we're going to do for you, and we're going to show you today itself that
yeah.
we can get more range of motion immediately.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like there's a mutual reward, therapist and patient, who are experiencing some reduction in pain rating. So that's great. Let me ask you, how many of all the patients that walk in the front door, what percentage would you say or estimate end up on Red Cord?
Right now we're basically at 98%. I have to understand, my clinic was completely a manually trained clinic. We did a lot of fitness stuff afterwards, so mm-hmm. we have a lot of we have personal trainers here. I myself would conduct a lot of training sessions with clients, and so we really got into the fitness aspect of therapy. And we were really pushing a lot. And we still do it. Don't get me wrong. There are some patients that come in that we can't put them on Red Cord the first visit because they might just be in too much pain. So we have everything to fall back on. We can make them feel good. Maybe by the second or third visit, we put them on there, you know, and some,
yeah.
you know, and that's what they're looking for. But at this point, it's very easy to just, you know, just say, like, look, this is something very different. If you've been to therapy before, obviously you have not received this. Because we know there's no one else that has it right now in New York. There are the clinics in New Jersey that do have it, but in New York we're the only ones. And this is something that we can easily show them, like, hey, this is very different. Give this
okay.
a shot.
All right, very good. Well, Joe, thank you for sharing this emerging trend with us, Red Cord, which you're successfully using in your physical therapy practice. You've got two clinics, Manhattan Physical Therapy in New York, so congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Great talking to you.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, thank you again for joining us on this episode of PT Talker. Want to remind everyone it is free to subscribe to PT Talker. Make sure you tell all your friends, your peers especially, that there is a place you can go each and every week and find some expertise that hopefully will help you help someone get well today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long, and thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.